Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, this is Tom from American Biography, making a brief pause in my COVID-related hiatus to let you all know about a great new podcast coming out, The Fault Line. The Fault Line is a podcast that attempts to cover the defining moments in our history, things and events that shook us and our world to its very foundation. Coming as it did in the aftermath of September 11th, 2001. The Iraq War is one such time. In real time, the world watched our leaders react and make decisions based on fast-paced, sometimes inaccurate, information. However, the Iraq War, as a response to that tragic day, led to an all-time low in the level of public trust in both government and media, which is something we've never fully recovered from. In its first season, renowned journalist David Dimbleby explores the 18 months between 9/11 and the start of the war in Iraq, and how the distrust in the leadership's response to that crisis affects our world today. Make sure you check out The Fault Line, Bush, Blair, and Iraq, which premieres on September 29th on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get great podcasts.
It's January 2003. Bill Murray is on a plane hunting down a new top-secret contact.
The first stop, sort of on that trip, was Kuala Lumpur, because he was giving a speech at the Organization of Islamic Conference in Malaysia.
Bill is a senior officer in the CIA. And in 2003, he's the station chief in Paris, one of the top men in Europe. And he's on an urgent mission. He has to find this high-level source. And so he arrives in Kuala Lumpur.
And I just missed him.
No luck.
By the time you take a flight from Washington to Japan, you have to transit through Singapore and then up to Malaysia and etc. I got there before he left, but I was never able to get into the hotel that he was in. Then he left shortly after I arrived, I think the next morning or something, he left.
The source was off, this time to Jordan.
And by the time I arrived in Jordan, in the middle of the night, people met me at the airport and said, he's gone on to Cairo.
So Bill gets another flight to Cairo.
And arrived there again in the middle of the night, and tried to figure out how I was going to get in contact with this guy.
And he's in his hotel working out how he's going to make contact with this source when he finds out that he isn't in Cairo at all. In fact, he's gone to Sharm el-Sheikh, the holiday resort on the Red Sea.
And I couldn't go to Sharm el-Sheikh because it's too small. I mean, it's just too many people would have recognized me and said, what the hell's he doing here?
Bill had spent too long roaming around the Middle East to be inconspicuous. And anyway, Bill is quite a conspicuous person. He's a spy, yes, but he's not exactly in the James Bond mold. He's a big man with graying hair, and unkind people might say he's just a little bit overweight. Anyway, he certainly sticks out in a crowd.
So I stayed in Cairo because he was supposed to come back to Cairo. But then at the conference, one of the other Arab leaders gave him a plane ride directly back to Baghdad. So he never came back to Cairo. So I missed him. I tried very hard. At one point, I went all the way around the world in 6 days and 22 hours. chasing him. That was February of 2003.
February 2003. As Bill was desperately chasing his source around the Middle East, the US President George W. Bush and the UK Prime Minister Tony Blair were calling each other night after night.
It is time for us to deal with Saddam Hussein. It's time for us to secure the peace.
Discussing what they should do about the president of Iraq, Saddam Hussein.
And delivering us safety from what I genuinely believe to be the security threat of the early 21st century. And now is not the time to waver, now is the time to see it through.
The drumbeat of war was sounding louder.
They're warned of mines, of suicide bombers. Men may die, says their commanding officer.
As people protested right across the world, from London to New York to Sydney.
Without doubt, one of the largest gatherings, let alone protest rallies,
in English history. Who is marching? You also can cast your vote against this war. Force that can stop the war.
But Bill, like those protesters out on the street, still thought there might be a way of stopping the war. Bill suspected that his source had a powerful piece of intelligence. And if it was true, it could undermine the reasoning behind the war that Bush and Blair were planning to fight.
I thought it was pretty important. There might be war decisions made on the basis of the intelligence that came out of this. So I thought it was pretty important to pursue this in every way that I could.
Bill was on a mission to find the truth, to work out what was really going on inside Iraq.
We cite John 23, I guess it is, and you should know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That's our motto. That's what we live for. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
I'm David Dimbleby, and from Something Else, this is The Fault Line, Bush, Blair, and Iraq.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.